was raised on cornbread and collard greens. Mama's love and her biscuits and government cheese. Daddy taught me to love my fellow man. Said the song is wilder than we can comprehend. Yeah, the song is wilder than we can comprehend. The love is a wild song. Say love is a wild song. It's a father shoveling coal. It's a mother making a home. Oh, love is a wild song. And it keeps playing on and on. Love is a wild song. When I was a boy, I picked up on this wild tune. I followed the sound till it led me to the truth. There was something that tried to tone it down, but the song, it rises up when the rocks cry out. Oh, and love is a wild song. Oh, love is a wild song. It's a wolf howling at the moon. It's the flowers in full bloom. Playing on and on, love is a wild song. From an empty grave, the song plays. A wild tune of love and grace, and all the minor tones that all resolve on a cross. And when the earth shook, the veil was torn, separation would be no more. And still today, the song plays on.
How's it going, everybody? Jesus, thank you so much for the wildness of your love that takes us by surprise, that reminds us of who we are in you. Reminds us that we belong to you, that we are your children. Jesus, thank you for your rescue. Father, we celebrate today the love that you have for us. all day long. We are sinking just like stones into the shadow of your kindness. In this shade, between the wingspan of your grace, the only place we can bend these burdens down. So I lift my eyes up to the hill, who is gonna help me now? You're my only, you're my only, you're my only hope. Tangled up in the great ridiculous way you love, it is the only way to live. There's no escape when you look at me that way, staring like a deer into the headlights of your praises. So I lift my eyes up to the hill, who is gonna help me now? Here in a second, my good friend Stephen, Saint Stephen, is gonna come and share. I'm gonna do one more song. love this song. I just heard it a few days ago and wanted to do it, but I wanted to share something that Stephen shared with me a while back. Hope I don't blow his talk today, but Stephen was in a bad way a little bit, had some stuff kind of come against him. Not huge, but enough to knock you off track. And God came through for him, like he always does. And Stephen heard Jesus say, "You're the good son." The good son. Not a good son. Like, God loves everybody, you know? No, God loves you. God came for you. God came for each one, each heart, each individual life. So Stephen's on a journey from being a to the, right? A journey Jesus wants us all to be on. You're not just in a mass of people that God just showers his grace over. It's each individual heart, each individual life that Jesus came to rescue. And Jesus is rescuing you in your way, in his way, in the way he relates to you every day, every minute. Nobody loves like Jesus, man. He changes everything. Knowing him changes everything.
Morning, I see you in the sunrise every morning. It's like a picture you have painted for me. A love letter in the sky. And story, I could have had a really different story. But you came down from heaven to restore me. Forever save my life. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Mountains, you're breaking down the weight of all my mountains. Even when it feels like I'm surrounded, you never leave my side. No, nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Thank you. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Yeah. Oh, what a song to sing. What a song. What a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. What a song. A song to sing. Never stop, never stop. No. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful. God, you are faithful. Oh, nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship. long as I am breathing. Nobody, nobody, no, nobody. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you.
Amen.
What's up, everybody? My name is Stephen. Some of them call me Saint Stephen. I don't know why. I think I came up with that nickname. I got something I wanted to say to y'all. I wanted to share. It's funny, last week, I think it was last weekend, last Saturday, I think it was, or Friday, I said to Keith, I feel like I got something to say to everybody, and he said, well, can you do it tomorrow? And I said, well, I can't do it tomorrow, but maybe next week. And so here I am. You know, I just wanted everybody to know that you belong here. You're here, and we're here because we want to be here also. We love you, and, you know, we're not just coming here because to make ourselves feel better. I want to be here because I want to be with my people. I want to be with people that feel the same way about God that I do. So that's why I'm here. And this is real. These are real people out here. And that's what I think most of us are looking for, something that's real and true. And that's what I want to tell you about today. Keith, and I think we'd all been talking about in Psalms, and I think I'm going to talk about Psalms 37 today. It's a pretty long one, but I'm not going to read all of it, but I did want to read some parts that I think spoke to me, and I want to share with you for a minute. And this is in Psalms 37. It's what's known as a wisdom psalm. And what that means, and one of my favorite definitions of wisdom, is knowledge through suffering. Knowledge attained through suffering. I think all of us have been through some tough times, and from those times, we've been able to learn some things from that, you know, and that's what I want you to understand, is we all have that in us. We all have experiences that are uniquely for us, and God wants to use those so that you can talk about them, share with other people, so that it can bring up that feeling of, hey, me too, I feel that way too. That's what this is about. This is not about me just people getting up and talking and then moving on. It's about taking these things that we talk about, and what does it want? How does it make you feel? How does it make you think about God? And that's what this is about. This is what these things are about. And you know, sometimes when you read the Bible, it can be a little bit confusing. Some of the words I don't connect to. So when they talk about the wicked in here, I'm going to change it to the word haters. That's what I see it as. So just bear with me just for a second. Don't worry about the haters or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. And then he goes on to say, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. You know, when he talks about a lot in here, he talks about in the Old Testament, they talk about the land. I want the land. I want the, you know, take us to our land. Well, you got to think about it. During this time, all they wanted was a place that you could call your home, a place that you could be. I want to be where I'm at. You know, I want to be here. This is my home. And this is what he was talking about a lot. So keep that in mind. I'm going to jump to verse 7. He says, to be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people, haters, or fret about their wicked schemes. How many of us can relate to that? That when you get how easy it is to fall into, here we go again. This is what I'm gonna have to deal with again. Why can't it go my way? And you know that seeps in. I think we can all identify how that will creep in, and before you know it, everything. You're that person that we used to have a guy that we worked with. We call him the Prince of Darkness. Every time he'd come around, he'd have something negative to say all the time. And it's amazing how that would just plant in you and take root. And, you know, again, this is a David, and in the psalm is written, is trying to let you know, don't go down that path because it just gets old. It's just going to wear you out because everything you see is going to be, well, they're out to get something. This is, you know, always looking at it that way. And that's, you know, I have a hard time, you know, I get just a minute ago, I'm like, I need to go over here because I got to get ready to talk. I'm nervous. I want to hear it. And Amy's like, hey, we need your help. You got to come over here and help us. I'm like, I got to go over here and get ready because I got to speak. I got something important to say. And then my youngest said, Dad, chill out. Be still. Be patient. It's going to be okay. Go with the flow. Go. Don't. Here we go. I'm going to come up with some magnificent point or something over here instead of actually helping him doing something. So, and then in Psalms, 23:23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. And, you know, what I want to bring up, and I'm going to share a little brief story about how God is in the details. It's not always going to be this huge, amazing event that God's getting involved in, because I think that that's actually what God wants to do, is he wants to be involved in every detail. I'm talking, I think when you're getting up, the mindset should be, hey, God, what are we going to do today? What are we going to be like? Because he wants to do the life with you, you know? And one time, for some reason, me and my brother, I didn't know how to change the oil in my car. We didn't know how to do it. And we're like, well, we're going to go out. We're going to figure out how to do this. So we get in the car and we get the oil pan. This tells you how bad we didn't know what we were doing. We got the oil pan. We had it upside down. We thought that the drain plug, it would go in that little hole. We didn't even open the hole. All the oil's going down, pours all over in the car, like in the bottom. And then we realized, oh, you're actually supposed to like flip it over and make it, put it in that side. So we had no idea what we were doing. But anyway, my brother, we could not get the oil filter off. You know, we're sitting there and he's like, I got to go run inside. This was my idea. I was like, we're going to figure out how to do this together. Well, I was sitting up there under the car. And it felt, for some reason, so lonely. It started bringing up these whole feelings like, you idiot, you don't even know what you're doing, you know. And it just started kind of wearing on me a little bit. And I said, why can't it be easy? Why can't I just, because we could not get that filter off. And I said, Jesus, will you just help me get this filter off? And would you not know, I turned it. Now, it could have been just coincidence, but you know what? I don't think so. I think that, you know, God wants to be involved even in the smallest details of your life. He wants to walk in this with you. And that's what I want to remind you about. And this is my last thing I want to say, that, you know, in verse 37-39, he says, the Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the haters. He saves them and they find shelter in him. And I just want to remind you that, you know, that fortress, that home, that place, that's what this is, a place like this. This is a home. This is a place where you can return to. This is a fortress. This is a place where we want to remind each other that God is with us. He wants to walk in this with us. Y'all bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Father, I just want to thank you for this day, for this just being here together. God, I'm just so grateful that we can all come together and we can listen and take it. And I just want to, you know, to just refresh us, remind us that you are a God that wants to do life together. You want to go, do life with us. And I just ask that you would guide us and lead us throughout this day and this week. And just help us to turn to you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.